Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Don returning your call. How may I assist you?
What is this? What company is this?
Right now, we're actually with a third-party call center. We assist over 100 different brands. May I start by asking for your zip code to see who you may have ordered with?
66224. Actually, it's probably not because I've got fraudulent. Excuse me, fraudulent charges on my credit card, and the phone number that was with it is this one that I just called.
Okay.
This is
Let's
it's
see.
Focus Max Nature. Does that mean anything to you?
Now, the name that you see on your statement, sir, may vary from what we have here in the system. May I start by asking for your zip code to see if you have an account with us?
66224.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
David Schaus.
Thank you. And last but not least, could you verify your shipping address?
Actually, I don't know who you are or what this is. There's a fraudulent charge on my account. I really don't think I should give you all this information.
All right, sir. Well, we can change it up, and I can have you verify the address we have on file. Is 14341 Norwood Street in Leawood, Kansas, still a valid address?
Yep.
Okay.
So what is this product?
All right. Now, what I'm seeing here is an account was opened with us in regards of a fitness watch and a set of earbuds back on March 6th.
Okay. Now I know what it was. Okay. That was a freebie deal, and it was supposed to just pay shipping. And the second one, it ordered that automatically. So I think we're good. Yeah, it was a ripoff deal. So at least now I know what it is. One of them I ordered. The other one, when you clicked to leave the website, it said that you ordered another one automatically, but that has nothing to do with you. So at least now I know what it is. So, okay. That's all I need.
No problem.
Thank
you for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.